non-living things also have covered consciousness. What is it and what is the use of that? When we talk about non-living things, life and consciousness, the two are intrinsically related. So, is it that everything is conscious? No, there is Thavar and there is Jana. There is Jada and there is Chetana. Jada means that it is not conscious. So this mic. No, if I ask you, do you exist? I say, what kind of question is this? Obviously I exist. I say, but if I ask this mic, do you exist? Not only the mic can't reply I exist, the mic doesn't even have the awareness to know its existence. So no, it is not that everything has consciousness. Now what is possible is that there may be souls. The mic is not conscious, but there can be souls with different degrees of coverings to their consciousness. So in some cases, some souls may be in forms which exhibit extremely diminished consciousness. So for example, if you consider a blade of grass, now the same soul which can delight in eternal loving reciprocation with Krishna, when that soul goes into the body of a grass, then practically speaking, its entire conception of existence and its purpose gets reduced to, oh, I want to grow taller. I want to grow maybe 1 mm taller, maybe 2 mm taller, 5 mm taller. It doesn't even know mm, but it's just that it has no other conception apart from just growing a little taller. And no matter how tall it grows, it is not going to become astonishingly tall. So according to our circumstances, according to the kind of body the soul has, sometimes the consciousness is very reduced and sometimes the consciousness is very developed. And the states, so non-living things don't have consciousness, but sometimes the consciousness in some bodies may be so reduced that it is extremely diminished and it is very less visible. Now why is this diminution occur? What purpose does it serve? This diminution, the kshetra, prakriti means material nature in general. Kshetra refers to that portion of material nature over which a soul has been given control. That means, say, my body, my brain, that is my present kshetra. Of course, in future I may get some disease and I may not be able to function with my body also. But right now, this is my kshetra. Your body is your kshetra. Now, some people have brilliant brains, right? They can just remember anything, they can analyze anything, they can process anything. Other people may have some mediocre brains. So, why is this difference there? That is by one's karma. Whatever karma one has done in the past, based on that, we have different kshetras and we have different capacity to process the kshetra. We have different degree of control over the kshetra. You know, all of us have similar throat, but somebody moves that throat and beautiful music comes out. And somebody else moves that throat and it sounds like a donkey's brain. Now why is that? We don't have that control over the kshetra. That is by our karma. So just as even in human bodies, different people may have different degrees of control over kshetra, like that, some souls who have done some bad karma, their extent of kshetra gets significantly reduced. So if the soul lives in a microbe's body, then its kshetra becomes very limited. Its area of influence may become very limited. And that is simply a means by which the soul gets a karmic reaction for what it has done in the past. And once that karmic reaction gets exhausted, the soul moves on to a next body after that.